Next time on the Waggaloo the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on WJFF, British and Irish covers of Bob Dylan songs, award-winning original songs, new releases, and more. Join me, please, on Sunday afternoon at 3.
And, of course, Graham Rice, Waggaloo the Monkeys, that's what's on earlier on Sundays, like you said, at 3 in the afternoon. And now, this coming Sunday, for the first time ever, Folk Plus in a new time. Angela Page, Folk Plus following Wagon Load of Monkeys. That's the new music lineup for our Sunday afternoons here at Radio Catskill. And now Sunday nights, we have a new music lineup. First, you can't get any newer than the new music on Neonatal Pulse with Brad Mann. He still goes from 7 to 9 p.m. every Sunday night, but now he has a new neighbor moving in at 9 o'clock, and it's Manuel Blas. Manuel Blas with La Dosis Perfecta. It's a brand new program, a music mix, 2 hours long, presented in Espanol. And joining us now to tell us all about it is the host and producer of La Dosis Perfecta, Manuel Blas. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Jason. I'm so glad to be here. I love to be on the air.
That's great. Well, you welcome to the Radio Catskill family. We're pretty excited to have you.
I'm super excited to. This is a new fresh air coming through the airwaves of the radio. And so this is an amazing opportunity to have and explain a little bit of the music, how the music is going to be, the journey of music. Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be here.
It's great. It's great talking to you. We've talked on the phone before, and now the listeners are going to get to hear your voice and become familiar with you, with your great energy that you got and the phenomenal music mix. Can you explain what the name means, and you not just the translation, but how you came to it and what it means to you? La Dosis Perfecta.
If I tell you that, I'm going to tell you the secret of the show. So I don't know if I really want to tell you. Come on.
tell as much as you're willing to. I would say for years I hosted a show called Telepathic Radio, and I only ever rarely told the true origin of that. So I know what you mean. But conceptually, yeah. In general, what does La Dosis Perfecta mean for the listener?
I'm going to tell you the truth, actually. So La Dosis Perfecta is a show that I host all kinds of genres in music in Spanish. So my journey of music started in the late 70s when the punk radio was happening. And so I started hearing punk music from Spain, and then a little bit of that in the 80s and 90s, I started translation to the rock into idioma, which is the music in Spanish. To rock in Espanol. Then later on the 90s, it started being a fusion of different countries like Spain, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, Venezuela, Mexico, for sure. I'm from Mexico. So there is a lot of groups and bands who start popping up. And they're fantastic. They're amazing. They have great taste of music. So, and that doesn't end there in the 90s. So keep going to the 2000s. And then now we are in 2010. The beginning of a new era, 2020. So it's a lot of good music. La Dosis Perfecta for me means the perfect dose. The perfect dose of music. It has to be good balance between the melody and the lyrics. And I love the music. I mean, for me, the music has been a huge part of my life. And I enjoy the music, hearing the music, and playing the music. I love it. I don't play music.
Did you say you don't play music?
Well, no, I don't play any instrument. No. I would like to, but I'm not so good at playing instruments.
I'm like that. I tell people I play all the instruments. I just don't play any of them good, you know.
Oh, I like the idea. I think I'm going to start saying that.
Music means a lot to you. How do you remember how you first came to music, or how music first came to you when you were younger? What was your initial influences and exposure?
Absolutely. So a lot of that comes from my family, my elders. So my uncles, my brother, my cousins, who always have the radio on. We were doing everything. We were playing. We were making homework. We were doing dishes, we were doing everything else, and there was always a radio with us. So that is where the radio and the music come in patience for me. So it's a lot of good things, good memories, you know, music brings you good memories. Sometimes they bring you a lot of bad memories as well. And sometimes those memories that get it into your heart for a broken heart and how to mend a broken heart too.
Yeah, I mean, radio definitely, like, I mean, it's getting cliche, but it's our tagline here. We say keeping you connected, but I mean, radio has always been making those connections, and especially with music, you know, it's just, it's there wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, you can just plug right in. There's somebody else, you know, picking out tunes and sharing them with you, and it just takes you right to that moment or that emotion or wherever they're coming from. They build a bridge between where the DJ is and where the listener is.
And with a little bit of melody that goes underneath when you're saying those feelings, oof, that is music, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We just a couple weeks ago, we added La Voz in Breve to our Monday Night Lineup talk show. And of course, that's like a distillation of the talk show that Mario Fiore does in the mornings, I think, on Radio Kingston. You do this show. This show is coming to us from Radio Kingston. This marks really a new partnership between WJFF and Radio Kingston. So we can kind of make that connection with the larger Hudson Valley. Can you tell us a little bit about what that station's like and what it's like for you DJing at that station and how you came to it?
Absolutely. So Radio Kingston is a brand new organization, has been WKNY for more than 80 years. So it comes with a lot of history, but a lot of new fresh of things, included La Voz with Mario Fiore, which has been a couple years, and La Voz is Perfecta. I'm there for a couple years as well. So this is a good start. Seems like it's coming down to earth. And that is the key, coming down to earth. A lot of that we do is connected to where we live and what we do. We are in Radio Kingston, so that means that we are in Kingston, New York, very close. We are neighbors, you and I, Jefferson and New York, and Kingston, New York are very close. So we do a lot of things that it really impacted our daily lives. And so what we do is we put microphone speakers, so all the message that people want to share with us, we want to broadcast it. And so one of those messages is La Voz, and some of those messages is music, because with music, you share a lot of feelings, and that is what I'm part of it. It is sharing music, DJing music, bringing you the good memories with the music.
And you're talking while you do this, and you're also keeping your community of listeners connected to what's happening in the community as well there, right?
That's correct. That is the interesting part. So we always be concerned about our community, so we talk to them, and we want to be engaged with them. So there is always a way to communicate with us. You can find me on Facebook if you want to, or you can email me, manuel@radiokingston.org, and we can start a chat. I'm always open for communications with everybody.
Okay, give that email address again if anybody wants to email you.
Sure thing. It's like my name, Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, @radiokingston.org.
And people can look for you on Facebook, and as Manuel Blas, that's B-L-A-S, so they can look
correct
for you there. You know, what else, what are some of your favorite artists? What are some of your go-to artists and I guess genres or countries that, like, you know, that are like kind of like hits for your show?
Yeah. There's a lot of those. You're going to start hearing those and you're going to say, oh yeah, for sure, these bands. From Argentina, I like a lot Soda Stereo and Gustavo Cerati. From Mexico, I like Zoe. And there is this new band who is called The Impossible Orchestra, and I love it. Mexican Sound Institute, there is a little electronic and a little more pop. But from Colombia too, Venezuela, Los Amigos Invisibles. From Chile, there is this band, start getting away from my brain right now. El Mató a un Policía Motorizado. It has a long name, but it's a really good band from Chile. So a lot of the genders is basically in a lot of transition between one to another one, to another one. It depends of the mood and depends of the how we're feeling today. Today is a little rainy, so we're going to play a little more melody for you. It's a little more upbeat, so let's do it.
That's great. You know, so we were checking out your show. We were making plans of whether we were going to add it or not. And I was like, oh, I haven't listened to that show yet. And it was like late at night. I was saying to my friend, I got to listen to the show. And they said, well, just dim the lights, put it on, relax. And I did that and I put it on and you weren't in relax mode that show. It was like, pop, 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 pop. It was like super energy. It was like, oh, okay. Okay. I'll listen to this tomorrow in the daylight. This is good. But, you mentioned a band there that's like a blast from the 90s, Los Amigos Invisibles. I used to play that on my radio show. That's probably the only band out of the ones that you listed that I know, but I'm glad I knew at least one of them. But that's just a wide ranging mix. So, I mean, we're just excited to have you on. And again, this is Manuel Blas. The program is La Dosis Perfecta. It debuts here on WJFF. 2-hour mix of music starting Sunday nights at 9, starting this Sunday. Manuel, thank you so much for being here and for making this happen.
Thank you so much, Jason. I'm pleased to be here. Thank you for making it happen as well.
That's great. Thank you. And good luck. This is Radio Catskill, your community radio station.
News now about the census. A special court in New York has ruled to block the Trump administration's attempt to change who counts in the numbers used to allocate congressional seats among the states.